Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Running down the hall, but from scrambling the last half hour in here just trying to go through all the news that we've printed and researched today, last night and this morning. It is incredible what we've got coming up for you here today, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, Sebelius, the head of Health and Human Services, has resigned, and in proper Orwellian fashion, they have declared victory. They have declared victory for Obamacare is why she's resigning. The truth is that she continues to testify that she doesn't know why the website's not working. Well, it's designed to not work and to get you in a database waiving your rights to have your bank account seized by the IRS when you don't get the health care, period. That's why they hired 17,000 agents 2 years ago gearing up for it. It's all in the stinking bill. But they know you don't read the bill. Just like national news has been showing Russian troop buildup on the border with Ukraine, it's now confirmed, we're going to cover that it was a 2013 drill photos. This is the level of just total deception by these people. And they're doing it on purpose to where you just get acclimated to accepting total lies. I mean, look at this. Obama banks on Sebelius leaving to take heat off party. Oh, yeah, right. Everyone's just going to love $5,000 fines and penalties and interest when the country's going bankrupt and losing their doctor and seeing their insurance double, at least. She promised to stay until November, resigning because Obamacare has won. That's a quote. I'm reading from Drudge. You can actually go read the quote from Weekly Standard. Missing page of goodbye speech, final glitch on the way out. Administration makes it difficult to cancel Obamacare plans, which just hands you over to the corporations to be raped, the same ones that wrote it. And here's a really big story that's so important we're going to be covering. Bird flu close to mutating into global pandemic, human-to-human transmission feared. And depending on the type of bird flu mutation, we're talking about half the people that get it dying. Doesn't that sound fun? Nothing wakes you up to transmittable diseases like family members dying, like I've had two of in the last few months. And don't worry, they'll have some vaccine you can take to protect yourself, and Lord knows what'll be in that. It just absolutely makes my head spin. Lawmaker says cattle roundup reminded him of Tiananmen Square, and that's out of CBS News. We're going to have Cliven Bundy on in 30 minutes with David Knight with breaking news out in Nevada where the feds have stolen hundreds of cattle. They have now tasered and attacked more people last night for doing nothing. If you have signs, they say there's no free speech allowed. They attack you with tasers and rub your head in the ground. And they said a penchant for attacking small women. Again, the dishonorableness is so ridiculous, I can't even believe it. But when you look at history and you see footage of oppressive police, you know, lining women up in ditches and shooting them in Nazi Germany and in Russia and places, it's actually the plum is to attack women for cowards, for filth, for scum. I mean, the government's taking everything over. It's illegitimate. It signed us on to trillions in fake debt. It launders the money. It runs the drugs. Wake up. It's not legitimate. They've all got excuses of why they do it to maintain order. You're not maintaining order. Senator Sessions came out and told the truth and said, quote, law enforcement federally is being collapsed. Oh, yeah, the FBI is not even allowed to investigate white-collar crime now unless told by the Justice Department. The Border Patrol, I was on the border, was not stopping any illegals and just waved us through this time at the border checkpoint when I was at Big Bend. I mean, it's just wide open, ladies and gentlemen. Last time I was there, you see 50 Border Patrol, I saw one.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scarring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And of course, the federal government, Homeland Security, paid millions of dollars for their national training centers for targets of pregnant women, old men, and children. And their no hesitation targets to learn how to shoot old men, women, and children, and old ladies in bathrobes. When we broke that story a year ago, people did not believe it for a full week until the company said, hey, it's not our fault. Homeland Security paid us $2 million plus dollars to supply them with targets for their training centers nationwide. And this is what they sent us. DHS supplier provides shooting targets of American gun owners. Company produces cardboard cutouts of non-traditional threats, close quote, pregnant women, elderly, and children. So now Death Race 2000 from the 70s, a true classic with David Carradine and Sylvester Stallone, becomes reality. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk to John Bowne before I get into all the news. I literally had that feeling of deja vu and Twilight Zone-ness that you get every once in a while in the control room during the last break, because it was just hitting me that it's just all out in the open now. Cancer viruses and the vaccines, world government, the government funding Al-Qaeda, the government attacking men, women, and children, the government attacking women from behind and body slamming them day after day out here trying to start a fight and a shootout in Nevada. Here's a CBS headline. Tea Party lawmaker, Nevada cattle roundup reminded me of Tiananmen Square. Democrat commissioner says better have body bags for supporters of Bundy. And I mean, this is insane. So this is the idea. John Bowne, you had some really good points on this about how it's just now totally naked what's going on.
Well, my main point is that back when I was cutting government propaganda for the local news, I listened to you religiously, and I would have to go research what you were telling me, even though I'm surrounded by news. And now you come to work every day. I come here to work every day, and it's like we're holding on to this raging bison of tyranny, you know? We can barely hold on. We can barely even cover all the stories. And it's all completely out in the open.
And completely insane. It just gets crazier by the millisecond.
Where are we going next?
It's all coming to a head. Thank you, John. It is like downhill skiing. And it's just edge of your seat insanity. I mean, let me just tell you what's in the news today. Okay, let me just try to control myself and not dive into the first item I hit. Sebelius has resigned from HHS. Insanely, Eric Holder has come out and said it's basically racism that people are treating him with, quote, disrespect when he's ignored congressional subpoenas for 4 years. And he says no attorney general has ever been treated like this. I could dig up three today when I saw this clip in a few minutes online in the last 100 years that served prison time. The last one was John N. Minchell, served 19 months and died in prison due to his involvement in the Watergate affair. He was sentenced to prison in 1977, serving 19 months. I mean, I've got the attorney general saying that never happened. Of course, this guy's as white as a snowflake, as bald as a cue ball, and as goofy looking as a rattlesnake. The point is that's all they've got now is race card. You don't like Obamacare raping the daylights out of you? You're a racist. Don't want to turn your guns in? You're KKK, Hank Aaron says. Or if you don't like Obamacare, you're a racist, Hank Aaron says. Hank Aaron, it's racist if I don't like Obamacare, written by foreign banks? I mean, that's all these people have got is a religion of racial division. Being sold by the Democratic Party, the party of the KKK, who now has this line that if you're in the NRA, you're the KKK. The NRA was started against the frickin' AKK, KKK. Ugh. I mean, it is just so absolutely frustrating how ignorant the public is. And when you're informed, you watch these liars up there flipping reality on its head in a giant con game, and I've had enough of it. Ja'Kari Jackson had passes to go to the presidential civil rights thing that Obama was promoting. I mean, Obama involved in the Civil Rights Summit is a sick joke while they're butchering the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution right now. And the Secret Service said, well, you know what? You got to press pass the event, but we're not going to let you in. Did Ja'Kari run around and say, I'm black, that's why they didn't let me in? No, that's not why they didn't let him in. Because what's in his brain. It's because what he stands for is why he wasn't let in. Same thing with Kit Daniels. Was he not let in because he was white? No, it was because Kit Daniels is a patriot. We're going to play that. We're showing video of the Secret Service right there. I mean, this is all a totally sick joke. The Secret Service knows full well that InfoWars is not a physical threat to that criminal Obama. We want him to serve a long prison term. The last thing we want is for him to get killed. The globalists might kill him to make him a martyr. That's the only one of the only things they've got. That's a possibility, I believe. We want Obama to be taken very well care of. The last thing I want is a hair on his little chinny chin chin to be hurt. We don't want one of his butt hairs to be hurt. Or the dingleberries that dangle therefrom. All right. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have gone off and made a joke. I apologize. It's just that we all know he has an official groom of the stool that takes care of that for him. The point is, so does the Queen of England. Actually, the president does have a toilet they ship around with him because they're afraid foreign agencies might get in the hotel room next door or something and pipe in and get it. I'm not kidding, folks. To type into the search engine, presidents carry toilet with them. And I'm not joking. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. See, I said I'd cover a bunch of news. Okay, I've covered like three of the things. Sebelius resigns. Holder says it's racist if you don't worship him as God on earth. And are against his criminal activities, the Fast and Furious, you name it. Senator Sessions gave a 5-minute, incredibly powerful speech where he said that the president is in a deliberate plan to collapse U.S. law enforcement system on the border. Absolutely. As much as I didn't like being harassed by Border Patrol down at the border, actually, once I got there and saw one over 3 days, I was like, oh, my God, we're wide open. It's true. And that's being reported everywhere. Wide open, ladies and gentlemen. But when you go fly on an airplane from, say, Dallas to Denver, you're going to be harassed and asked questions. Internal checkpoints. They're setting up internal TSA checkpoints on the highways everywhere. And it was creepy to be down there and to never see Border Patrol until I go to the Border Patrol checkpoint and one guy walks out and just waves us through. And I was like, hey, I wanted to bitch and complain about being a citizen and being harassed. What? And I realized, oh, my goodness, there's no border. I mean, whoa, was that a wake-up call? I was like, where's the Border Patrol? Where are they? I went all over the place. No one. Zero. 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 And it's being reported all over. They got the Border Patrol 100 miles in, pulling citizens over and beating them up. That's coming out in the news under orders. You got the other Border Patrol being shot at, hit in the head with rocks and acts of love. I mean, this country is being collapsed on every front right now. We got that coming up. We got Cliven Bundy exclusive out there joining us. You know, I love Fox News. I really do. We broke this story nationally a few weeks ago. Drudge put it out internationally. And then everybody, Fox, went back, picked it up. And then we're out there, and Fox News shows up and goes, we have the filming rights on the Bundy Ranch. You can't be here. We're like, we're not going to argue with you. Mr. Bundy, just drive 5 minutes off the edge of your ranch and let Fox News claim they control everything. Because they're there just basically calling the shots. People go, well, it is Fox News. Better do what they say. I mean, what a joke. Fox News' biggest shows have 3.5 million viewers. I have that many listeners a day. But there's the pomp and the circumstance and the sponsorship. That's why I built a big studio we're getting ready to use that looks like a Fox News studio. And at that point, I'm like, okay, I'm better than you, Fox, because that's all it comes to is how fancy your suit is. In fact, I think I'm going to go ahead and go out and buy $3,000 suits and go ahead and get the perfect tie and go ahead and get a woman to put makeup on me every day. I mean, I'm already starting to do it. You want me to do that? I will do it all, okay, if it means I can save this country. I won't come in here wearing a T-shirt anymore. How's that sound? I'll go ahead and suit up, do the whole tie. How's that sound? And the photo matters, I'll land in a private jet with news media there if that gets people to listen. No, I'm not going to do that. The point is that we're in a war, folks. And the good news is Boehner, on top of Sessions coming out and saying we're seeing a deliberate criminal takeover, and two Texas congressmen saying it earlier in the week, now the dominoes are falling. The dam has broken. The train has left the station. Humpty Dumpty has fallen. And all the propaganda and all the race card baiting, can't put it back together again. Now Boehner, John Boehner, has come out and said we are seeing basically criminal activity and criminal stonewalling in the IRS criminal activity. Yeah, that's hardcore Soviet-style political persecution. And I'm telling you, if Holder doesn't go to jail, like John N. Mitchell and many others, I can say I thought about this. What we know Holder's done is 50 times Nixon. You know what John N. Mitchell did? He obstructed congressional investigations and reportedly knew about 120 names in a file of of people's IRS records. 19 months in jail for that. Look at Holder, man. He is committing every crime under the sun publicly. And when you say something about it, he says, watch it, buddy. You don't want to go there. I'll play the race card. Oh, please don't throw me in that briar patch, you race-baiting criminal.
You've heard about the lowest price promise at Emergency Essentials, but did you know? Right now, you can save $100 on a Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filter. While supplies last, get 40% off a personal emergency kit, 43% off Red Feather Butter, and 46% off the Victoria Hand Grain Mill. And don't forget, you can save over $250 on the year's supply of basics. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Jessica Armand here, creator of My Magic Mud, the all-natural teeth whitener and strengthening remedy that's getting rave reviews from GCN listeners. Here's what Austin dentist Dr. Griffin Cole has to say about it.
I really love this Magic Mud product. Because charcoal is so absorbent, it's very effective at taking off all the sticky plaque and debris that gets stuck on our teeth every day. I highly recommend My Magic Mud.
Visit MyMagicMud.com to hear the full interview with Dr. Cole. Get your jar today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is in the toilet today, down 82 points so far. S&P down 7.57. NASDAQ down right now 18.41. And we've got Mark Fauber and others basically saying that the market is waking up to how clueless the Fed is with its QE Unlimited. Well, they're going to try to bring in a giant inflationary implosion, deflationary implosion, to cover up the inflationary implosion. So they're totally rigging the entire market globally with supercomputers. But the Chinese continue to buy so much gold along with the Indians that they can't artificially suppress that commodity as well as oil, so it's all going to hell in a handbasket, basically. They're trying to create just a depression to cover up the hyperinflation, and it's not going to work. That's what most top economists are saying. And the stuff economists we were having on 5 years ago saying this, now that's mainstream news. So that's another big story we're following. Wells Fargo profit rises 14%, though, because Warren Buffett's an insider and controls the insider trading systems and also that endless money that comes up through Mexico that's laundered in Wells Fargo as part of the public record. But cops are going to pull me over and ask if I have drugs right next to a Wells Fargo bank that I can pull up Bloomberg talking about hundreds of billions a year in laundered cash. And nobody gets in trouble. Hey, cop, why don't you go investigate Wells Fargo? Oh, that's the FBI does that, Mr. Jones. Mind if we search your car? I mean, it's all a total fraud hoax. What a joke. I break with the hoax. I don't live in the hoax. I don't live in the fantasy land where I'm racist if I don't worship Eric Holder. Eric Holder. When I look at Eric Holder, I don't see a black guy. Doesn't even really look like he's black people I know. Looks like a white guy. Might be 10% black. The point is, I see a sniveling crook. But then when all his crimes come out and Congress finally starts calling him out for being a criminal and saying you're in contempt of a federal subpoena, you know, you should go to jail, and you did Fast and Furious and got caught lying, and you did Solyndra, and you're involved as a lawyer with all these big banks, and you're involved in all this corruption, and you're involved persecuting all these conservative and libertarian and Christian groups with the IRS and putting people in jail, you're a crook. And his answer is, oh, you're racist, just like Hank Aaron says that you're a racist if you don't like Obamacare. Really, I just thought I didn't want to lay off some of my crew. I thought I didn't want to go bankrupt. I thought it was really a bad deal. I should pay the bill. Here is Eric Holder. We're going to play this clip of Eric Holder saying attacks against him are ugly and divisive, and saying, and he points at himself and he says, you know, this isn't about me. It's basically about race is what he's saying. And that no attorney general has ever been treated like this. Really? In 1977, John N. Mitchell, Nixon's attorney general, went to prison for 19 months and died in prison for obstructing justice and covering up for Nixon. I mean, this is nothing compared to what Holder did. And let me tell you, John N. Mitchell should go to jail, because when you are the head law enforcement judicial officer and you're involved in anything, you should go to jail. But, oh, he's like, I am the attorney general. Everyone's laughing and gasping. Like, I am God. It's like Nixon said, well, it's not illegal when the president does it. Yeah, it is, Nixon. And it's illegal when Eric Holder does it. When Obama said our military is under NATO command, he has the authority to do whatever he wants without Congress because NATO gives him the authority. I mean, that's worse than a dictator. At least it'd be an American dictator. He's saying, I get my orders from a foreign power and the UN. Remember that? I mean, this is all Twilight Zone level. This is all ridiculous. And if they get away with it, the sky's the limit. So here's Holder saying no attorney general has ever been treated like this, knowing the general public doesn't know how many attorney generals have gone to jail or been indicted or had to step down or have been died mysteriously in office to cover stuff up. Let's go to the clip.
I'm pleased to note that the last 5 years have been defined by significant strides and by lasting reforms, even in the face of unprecedented, unwarranted, ugly, and divisive adversity. If you don't believe that, you look at the way, and forget about me. You look at the way the Attorney General of the United States was treated yesterday by a House committee. Had nothing to do with me. Forget that. What Attorney General has ever had to deal with that kind of treatment?
I can pull up John and Mitchell being grilled 10 times that.
What president has ever had to deal with that kind of treatment?
Are you kidding? What president? So the whole implication is they're black. It's just there's no end to this. Now you see the genius of the globalists putting Obama in as their closing pitcher. because they're going to go for the Hail Mary, take down the whole country with a couple black guys at the head of it, hoping that no one will stop them because they're black front men. I mean, this is genius.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Here are some of the headlines concerning the ongoing crisis and standoff. In Nevada, the feds are calling it an emergency. A BLM action in Nevada is unconstitutional. Hurt Nemo breaks down a report on Section 8, Clause 17 of the Constitution out of Article 1. We've also got county commissioner says Bundy supporters better have funeral plans. That's a Democrat in response to people who've had 140-plus years of the grazing rights to the property. They just tell them the answer is death. You know, the answer is they better be ready to die. Meanwhile, Republican commissioners and the state legislatures are calling it the new Tiananmen Square. They attacked more people yesterday, more attacks, more tasers, more women attacked. That's just some of the news. BLM, feds assault more protesters as First Amendment area taken down. That's all up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The right-hand side of Drudge also is covering it in great detail. And I'm told a bunch of armed militia has shown up, and I'm all for the militia. And I'm sure this is probably a nice militia. I have been made aware of some folks in and around the area that have been well identified previously as troublesome. And I would just say that just because someone says they're in the militia does not necessarily mean that it's not a federal provocateur arm. And again, I'm not talking about any of the specific players here. I'm just saying that if I was the feds, I would insert provocateurs into it as propaganda to then be able to demonize the larger land rights movement. And I'm not saying that's happening here, but certainly folks need to be watchful for those type of activities. But several militias have shown up in the area, and I'm sure they're great. I support the militia under the Second Amendment, the people to be armed, and I think folks that go there for self-defense should be armed. I do not think that anyone should start something offensively with the BLM. When they taser women, when they body slam women, when they attack people for the First Amendment, they lose. And Congress, the Senate, the state is all turning against the feds right now. And quite frankly, if people follow Mahatma Gandhi, we would hope that the BLM would actually club people in the head on camera, and that would destroy them and reverse their entire land grab movement. If a firefight breaks out, well, then that might be the shot heard around the world, and we're into the Civil War Obama wants to play Lincoln and the guy on the white horse saving everybody. And then they're going to start race wars and all other forms of division in this country. I want to avert that, folks. Homeland Security's lined up for a race war, lined up for a takeover. The whole pump's primed so the Attorney General can commit any crime he wants. And if you criticize him, you're a racist, as we just played earlier. Now, we're joined for the next 10 minutes, and I'll get into all the huge news from Senator Sessions and others, Sebelius resigning. They're from the town and the county bordering Arizona. They're in Nevada. Here's CBS News. Expect to see a band of soldiers. Militia members arrive at Nevada Ranch. County commissioner says Bundy supporters better have funeral plans. Militias mobilizing to support embattled Clark County rancher in clash with federal rangers. And again, if they're real militia, which I bet they are, I think they're heroes. I just hope they conduct themselves like the men at Bunker Hill. Okay, don't fire first, but if they mean to have a war, then it'll start here. If that's the way it is, that's the way it is. But I just don't want to see us pull the trigger first. Let's go now to Cliven Bundy. Sir, thank you for talking to us. I know you're relaying messages to him there. Get an update from him, what he thinks about the militias, new attacks on citizens. Is Cliven Bundy concerned about physical clashes? And then I want him to have the floor to talk about any new developments.
Mr. Bundy, Alex wants to know if you're concerned about militias here and any clashes. What's your attitude about people showing up here?
I'm not concerned about people showing up here. I actually welcome them. We need numbers. We need to... We need people of America to show up here and exercise their rights. I am not telling anybody to come, and I'm not telling anybody anything what they're supposed to do, except the governor and the sheriff of Clark County. I'll tell them what they ought to be doing.
What would you tell them to do?
Well, I'd tell the governor, I'd say, hey, you back up Nevada law, and you take care of your brand inspector, the Department of Agriculture. They're supposed to be protecting my property, not destroying them, not signing my name on the bottom of brand certificates.
And you have recovered a couple of more head of cattle today, haven't you? Some people from out of state came in and got some back for you, didn't they?
Yes, we got cowboys here on the ranch, and they're ranching. They're putting cattle in here. We're working them, branding them, and doing what we normally do. We'll wean some cattle and probably sell some cattle. And then we're going to continue to have a ranch operation going on, and the rest of you can join in and enjoy it.
And I think that's one of the key things, isn't it, is that you're concerned that the sheriff, as well as the governor, are not doing what they could do to de-escalate this and to really do their jobs to enforce the law. They have the law enforcement authority here, not the BLM. I've never seen the BLM even on any ballots to see if I agree with any of their policies.
You know, the Constitution is a supreme law of the land. If you read the Constitution, it don't say anything about United States Army being here dealing with my private property or your citizen rights and access to your public land. If I was the governor of the United States, or not the governor of the state of Nevada, I'd tell these people, get out of my state. Get your army out of my state. You have no jurisdiction or authority here.
That's right. And there's nothing in the Constitution either about endangered species. Essentially, the 10th Amendment says if they don't specifically mention it, then the federal government doesn't have authority to do that. If people want to do something about endangered species, that really should happen at the state or local level, shouldn't it?
Well, it should be. We're our custom and culture, our lifestyle is here. But you know how the United States get involved with endangered species through the treaty acts with other countries. This tortoise was bought out of a pet store in Las Vegas, it would probably come under the Endangered Species Act. In other words, it's a commerce between two countries. But what about this desert tortoise that never crossed into Mexico or even crossed the state line? It's here in Nevada, been here in Nevada. The Endangered
Species Red Herring
Act is not involved.
David,
it don't qualify.
Sure.
Yes, go ahead, Alex.
Just ask the rancher at the center of this, if you just joined us out in Nevada, Mr. Bundy. Ask him to recap what's happened since we talked to him yesterday. More videos, more assaults. You guys got video of that. More feds arriving. The feds have now brought more BLM out of Arizona in, calling it an emergency. David, get him to give us a report on the latest developments.
We hear reports that they brought in more BLM out of Arizona, calling it an emergency. Last night, we had a couple of people get tasered and beat up and detained for a while and then released. What have you heard about what's going on today?
Well, I know BLM had a gathering of my cattle with the helicopters and armed forces around the Lake Mead area. I had some cattle on the west side of Lake Mead, and they were gathering those cattle. The protesters went down while I was trying to load those cattle and protested. Evidently, there was, I don't know what really happened, but there was at least three people arrested. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what ever happened to those people, whether they're in their jails or whether they turned them loose. I don't know.
Well, we went down. There were three people together. They essentially detained. They didn't officially arrest two of them for quite some time, but they roughed them up pretty good.
Are the feds acting more imperious and arrogant and aggressive now, or have they backed down? I mean, what is your sense
the
bearing of
them? Getting more aggressive or backing down or staying the same?
Well, I can tell you they backed down around this protest area and around the ranch headquarters. I don't see their presence. Their snipers and stuff are off the hills. They still have surveillance cameras out. I know that. So our presence around here, we the people have come and the protesters, they have really made me feel a lot better about America right here. But they're still doing their dirty work at distance places on my ranch. Like yesterday, they were around Long Lake Mead area, Overton Beach. They were still taking my cattle, and when the protesters found that out, they moved into that area, and of course, some got hassled.
We got some pictures yesterday from one of your signs. I was here, and as they came in, he had some pictures of some snipers, I think, somewhere. Where was that taken?
Those snipers have been all the way around my ranch. I don't know for sure exactly what pictures, but I've seen pictures where we see the snipers on top of the hills.
Yes,
that's when they assaulted his son, is when he got the photos of the paramilitary forces waging war on us.
Yeah, everybody has had that, and when we were down just at the protest area, they had some very close views, and they said they had some guys training rifles on them from up there just at that short range. But I haven't seen any since I've been here because the demonstrators have pretty much scared them all off.
That's right. Again, right. Talk about what the legislator said when he's done.
Are those,
hang on a second. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Alex.
No, just questions. Ask him about the legislators, what he thought about what they said, what he thinks about U.S. senators and people saying this looks like tyranny, looks like Tiananmen Square. You know, get him to talk about that, and then them destroying the water pipes and 100-year-old water cisterns that the cows and wildlife are living out there that humans have improved.
Alex wanted me to ask you about the encounter last night with a couple of state legislators that got kind of contentious. What do you think about their approach so far, and also about these water cisterns and that they destroyed the other night?
Well, the politicians, you know, what can you say about them? I didn't really get involved. I stayed away because I, on purpose, you know, protesters were getting arrested at the same time the politicians were talking. And my advice, and this is what I said to my sons and everything, I said, why in the hell don't they go down there and take care of this problem, then come back and tell us?
That's right.
And anyway, that wasn't what happened. They was making a lot of noise. And I actually left and didn't really keep up with what went on there. But that was my thing. Why don't you go solve this problem? Then come back and preach to us.
That's what I said. I said on air yesterday, he didn't hear me, but you were asking the question. I said if I was the politicians, I would become statesmen. They should have marched down and said, we're the state. Stop what you're doing. Let them have their grazing rights. You're a fraud. They'd be superstars. These politicians have no instincts.
Yes, absolutely. Alex is saying they ought to march down and demand that they stop doing what they're doing. They're telling us that they don't have any authority to do that, but they do have the moral authority. They do have the soapbox to stand up for your rights.
They have a state authority.
They have a state authority.
Well, sure, they got a authority. Aren't we in a sovereign state in Nevada? These are elected officials, are wanting to be elected officials, and they do have authority. Our governor has authority to tell BLM and the federal government, you have no jurisdiction or authority. You get out of here. And our county government, the county sheriff, isn't his responsibility to protect us from people like that abuse that's been going on with these citizens? Yeah, that's his job. His job. What about those cattle that they're stealing? They're my private property. My property. Why the heck don't he arrest those rustlers?
That's what I asked the lady who was there. She kind of took the approach that, we just want to de-escalate this and make sure that nothing happens. It's like, well, you're talking to the wrong people. The people here are not starting anything. It's the people who are throwing ladies to the ground, grabbing them from behind. And I said, you know, at what point does it stop? You know, are they allowed to rape people if they have the right uniform on?
And this is, what's the sheriff supposed to do? I mean, isn't his job to protect our life, liberty, and property? Isn't his job to keep peace here?
Well, in fairness, the governor has come out and slammed it and said it was illegal.
Thieves? I mean, these people are thieves.
Hang on a second. Yes, go ahead, Alex.
Well, no, the governor has now come out and said that he slammed it and said it's criminal. We just showed the headline. So the governor is now saying it's criminal.
What did the governor say? I haven't seen that headline. What did the governor say is criminal?
He came out and slammed it and said that they shouldn't be seizing his cattle.
Oh, good. The governor has now said that they should not be seizing your cattle, that's criminal.
Well, I'm good. I'm happy with that. The governor's got to start standing up and acting like he's a governor of the sovereign state of Nevada. If he said that, I'm happy.
Okay. I want him to be able to make any final points he wants to make, but my final question is, if we see him assaulting people every day, every evening it seems, is he concerned they're going to do it more and that they may push the wrong person?
Alex has one final question. He wanted to know, are you concerned that there's going to be more violence that is going to escalate since we see them continuing to do what they're doing, even after they said that they were not going to limit the First Amendment to an area? They seem to, they still attacked those fellows last night.
Yeah, that was quite interesting. The governor did make a stand the other day and told them to take down the First Amendment area signs. I noticed they didn't go down, and they are still aggressive trying to get my cattle. So at this point, I would say, the BLM is aggressive and continuing their what they think is their job to take me out of business. And the bad part of they're taking all of our rights and liberties here. This is a battle for liberty and justice, not justice, but liberty and freedom.
That's right. Any final words that you would like to? We'll give you the last word as you want to go out. Is there anything else you want to say about property rights? Clarify. The fact that if they take your grazing rights or water rights, they can take anybody's property rights. So.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, my last word would be this morning, is the day starting out, let's go and fight for America and fight for our freedom, fight for our Constitution. And let's, Governor and Sheriff, get some guts and come with us as citizens and let's whip this battle. It's a battle for our freedom and liberty across the United States. And I want to thank for all of the prayers and all of the thoughts. I'm really grateful for that. And it is helping. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bundy. We really appreciate you taking a stand.
Yeah, tell Mr. Bundy thank you from Alex.
And Alex says thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, David and I, we're going out to break. I'm going to come back and hit other news. But Congress, Boehner, and others are starting to say that the administration's criminal and that the attorney general's criminal. And their folks are starting to resign, and this could really grow because they've done a lot more than Nixon ever did. I think it's time to go ahead and move to indict, just like John N. Mitchell, Eric Holder.
Oh, clearly it is. He's been caught doing all of the things that Nixon did, but to a far greater extent. If you remember the articles of impeachment, one of them was using the IRS against its political enemies. Another one was stonewalling Congress, refusing to provide them documents. And this has been going on for a long time. And so we have to ask, how long do we allow the federal government to break the laws before we have anybody stand up and do anything about it?
Exactly. And the country is on the verge of collapse. Cattle ranching is being announced as collapsing all over the country because they fixed the markets and are harassing small operators. I mean, we are seeing a criminal mafia takeover. The criminal instinct doesn't want to see any of us operating on our own. It wants us under a big box store controlled by an offshore bank. We are conquered by foreign banks, not by Russians, but by foreign banks. We are conquered by the Chi-Coms.
And everybody, you may not have a ranch, you may not have a business. You just may have a car and a home, and guess what? That property is registered in your state, your county. That's where you pay your taxes.
Travis County is trying to charge people I know who bought $3,000 old truck. They're trying to charge them more in taxes than the bill of sale and what Kelly Blue Book says it's worth.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's an example. The power to tax is the power to destroy.
But at least at the state level where this is all registered, we have the right to, we have the option to theoretically elect somebody else. The BLM is not on anybody's ballot.
It's a rogue UN agency under UNESCO, literally under treaty. David Knight, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Alex.
This is all under a Bill Clinton executive order. 12,986, memory says.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit mycreditcardknife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. mycreditcardknife.com, mycreditcardknife.com. Go now.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage. All secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts, perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
Come, you masters of war.
Economic war is the most ancient form of total war.
The big guns.
Dominate and control an enslaved population. Slavery is economic war. It's making people dependent on you. We're going to talk about Senator Sessions and an incredible speech he gave. The full speech is up on Infowars.com. I don't play about 3 minutes of it. where he says the president's involved in a deliberate plan to collapse U.S. law enforcement. Yes, they're collapsing everything. And you either recognize it or we fall. By the way, you either shop with local ranchers as much as you can, buy local as much as you can, go to farmers markets, homeschool as much as you can, go to private school as much as you can, or they win. You need to shop with the Patriots. That's how we fund our operation. With sponsors like MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, great storable food, super high quality, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find the specials. Great non-GMO, organic, right here in the USA. Great customer service, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. We have sponsors, and then InfoWarsStore.com with the books, the videos, the pro-gun t-shirts, the great supplements. Across the board, the Inner Health Botanicals, but also the stuff that we've developed with Dr. Group and others, the best colloidal silver out there, the best lung cleanse out there, the Super Mel Vitality, the Fluoride Shield, Nason Iodide, best out there, the Survival Shield, all of it, the great coffee. This is how we fund the operation. We need your support so we can hardcore put the info out and decompartmentalize the military and the police, and even government is listening, not just here but worldwide. I cannot believe that governments all over the world that comes out in the news listen to us. I mean, I can't believe that governments can't figure out what's going on, but I guess they're compartmentalized. They've been so close to it. We really know the game plan. We really know how to stop the enemy. And we need your support. We don't get taxpayer money like NPR, MSNBC. Look it up. They both get taxpayer money. We're funded by you buying our products, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, later, Boehner's coming out saying it's criminal takeover with the IRS and they need to be prosecuted. Holder's freaking out because people are talking about prosecuting him, playing race card now. It's coming down. The enemy is not invincible. They've had up on us that they're over-the-top evil, so people can't understand it or caught off guard. But once we click, it's over. Now, let's go to Senator Sessions laying it out.
Since the president took office, interior removals have been cut nearly in half. They've dropped by 44%. More than half of the ICE removals since 2009 are the border apprehensions, where they just caught them at the border and send them back. These are not interior deportations, as the statistics used to be focused on. More than half, two-thirds of all ICE removals last year were border apprehensions. So not, I said half earlier, it's really two-thirds of the numbers that they're counting as deportations and removals are really border deportations that weren't previously counted as such. 94% of the people removed last year, get this, were either apprehended at the border, which is not a true deportation, or were convicted of a crime while in the United States. Do you hear that, colleagues? 94% of the people that were removed were either people captured at the border or had committed a serious crime. And most of the rest were repeat violators or fugitives that had been out on arrested on a fugitive warrant. So 99.9% of the 12 million illegal immigrants and visa overstays without known crimes on their record, including those fleeing from authorities, did not face removal last year. Former ICE Director John Sandwich said recently, if you are a run-of-the-mill immigrant here illegally, your odds of getting deported are close to zero. It's just not going to happen.
Now, folks, we're going to come back with in the next hour where he says it's a deliberate collapse. Okay, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented, a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine.
Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.